the Programs and Allocation Committee to order. Is there a quorum still?
Good morning. Yes, we have a quorum.
Okay. Our first item on our agenda today is the consent calendar.
Any consent?
Second. And there's a motion and a second to move consent. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Passes. Next item is up under our regional programs, and this is MTC Physical Year 2013-14 Fund Estimate, and it's MTC Resolution 4086, and I'm going to ask that Adam would present.
Good morning. Adam Noltine with the Program and Allocation Section. This morning I'll discuss the fund estimate for fiscal year 2014. As noted, it's Resolution Number 4086. Little technical difficulties. Just an overall, the fund estimate is required by law and assists transit operators and claimants in their budgeting process. By estimating the portion of TDA and STA and bridge toll revenues. I guess I'll just kind of skip along. The presentation is included in your materials. The first couple slides will cover basically the economic indicators. What we found in brief for the region is that the Bay Area region is recovering. We are seeing some growth in taxable sales as well as reduction in unemployment, increases in home sale prices and things that are improving the region economically. Yeah. Going into the actual fund estimate document itself, there are four different major revenue sources: TDA, STA revenue. This will be a good slide to start with. TDA, AB 1107, STA, and bridge tolls. All in all, it's combined for fiscal year 14 estimate about $550 million to the different transit operators and claimants. As noted before, the unemployment rates, you can see in the dark, was from 2011. The lights showing that 2012. Things have improved for the region. Same with median home sale prices. We are seeing increases in home sale values. Taxable sales from 2010 to 2011, again, we're seeing some increases for all the different counties across the region, which is positive as much of the local operating revenues are based on taxable sales. As in general, getting into TDA again, it's a quarter cent general sales tax. It's mainly used for transit operations and capital services. We receive county auditor estimates annually. They have a chance to revise those estimates, and we then apportion them to the local transit operators. This next slide gets into the actual growth estimates from the auditors. The dark blue showing the estimates for 2013 as over 2012 levels, and the red is showing the 2014 estimate over 2013. I think the one thing, important thing to note here is that as we are recovering as a region, auditors are being a little more optimistic in the future as far as what that recovery will be in the future years, as you can see in the slide. This next slide, I think the important takeaway from the slide is that the red line is showing the real dollars to adjusted based on inflation, and what we're finding is that the 2012 revenue generation was about the equivalent of 1990 levels, so there hasn't been a lot of real growth over the past decade or two. The next revenue source is AB 1107. It's a 25% of BART's half-cent sales tax. The MTC does distribute, estimate and then distribute the fund revenues from the 25% portion. We do distribute based 50% to AC Transit and 50% to SFMTA. The estimate we are looking at for 2013 is $67 million. It's about a 3% increase over 2012. And another 3% increase over 13 at $69 million in 2014. The next revenue source is the STA program. These revenues are generated through a sales tax on diesel fuel and then distributed based on population and then transit operator revenue factors. The latest estimate from the state indicates about a 7% decline from 2012 levels for, 2013 levels for 2014. Currently, the state is estimating about $420 million statewide and then $392 million statewide in 2014. Of that, $140 million would go to the MTC region, or is estimated to go to the MTC region. It's really a factor of prices and consumption. The two graphs show the price trends as they recovered after the recession period and beginning in 2011 have kind of flattened out. And looking at consumption trends, you can see a decline in overall usage annually. Just a couple of things to note about the STA revenue program. That revenue-based factors are updated annually by the State Comptroller's Office. There are some minor shifts this year. There's also some more significant notable shifts, and those are between AC Transit and BART, and that's really just a factor of their local revenues in comparison to their operating costs. Another thing to note about the 2014 estimate is the change for the City of Vallejo. That we will be estimating a split between the ferry service and motor bus service for the fiscal year 14 year, and then in future years, the Estate Controller's Office will be providing that information for future splits. Bridge toll revenues. The policies are established in resolutions 4015 and 4022. The details you can see on the in the slide. We estimate the amount of funds for bridge tolls would be $10 million in AB664 and about $9 million in 2% toll funds for fiscal year 2014. And lastly, to wrap it up, as far as the fund estimate goes, beginning in July, we'll come back to you with a reconciliation of actual revenues compared to the estimates that will occur in July for the TDA and AB 1107 revenues, and then we'll be back in September with the STA revenue program. And with that, staff asks for your commission to forward resolution 4086 for approval.
Okay, any questions of staff? Your motion?
I move.
Second. The motion and a second. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay. Okay, we'll now move on to our federal program, which is Transit Performance Incentive Program. And I'm going to ask that that's resolution number 4072, and I'm going to ask Kenneth to.
Good morning, Commissioners. Kenneth Folan with MTC staff. This is the Transit Performance Initiative Incentive Program in developing the formula distribution. And just a quick background, it was established as part of the Transit Sustainability Project, and the purpose of this particular program was to kind of test performance-based allocating policies. In October of last year, the Commission committed $60 million to this incentive program and released a transition year of funding of $15 million. So the formula that we're discussing today is for the remaining $45 million that will be distributed over the next three fiscal years. So also at that commission meeting, the commission released several scenarios on how we would distribute this funding. And in the meantime, since then, staff has worked with the Policy Advisory Council as well as the transit operators to attempt to put together a scenario, and that's what the staff proposal is doing there. So what the proposal does is that it assigns 85% of the funds to the large operators and 15% of the funding to the smaller operators. So that certainly meets the commitment or the hold harmless commitment that was originally part of the transit sustainability project related to the incentive program. Within each of these accounts, the staff proposal would distribute the funding based on three metrics, 25% based on passenger increase, 25% based on passenger per hour increase year over year, and finally 50% based on the annual passengers. And we would do this all using a three-year rolling average. At the end of each cycle, we would also propose a evaluation and work with the operators and with the Policy Advisory Council to kind of evaluate the program before the next round of allocations. So with that, we're recommending referring Resolution 4072 to the Commission for approval.
Okay, questions or comments from commissioners? Commissioner Winn?
Thank you very much, and thank you for the presentation. Colleagues, I have some challenges and serious concerns with this proposal, and I'd like to I'll explain why, but I would like to suggest that we continue this 1 month. I understand this is not particularly time-sensitive and that 1 month won't jeopardize anything. Specifically, when you look, we actually did a comparison about what all the different operators in the region would get under this proposal versus year one, which we allocated last fall. There's one agency and one agency only that is dramatically reduced by almost 50%, and that's San Francisco MTA. Specifically, it's just a few numbers. What we allocated for year one in TPI, MTA got 45%, reflecting its percentage of the ridership, since Muni does carry almost half of the riders in the region. Under this proposal, Muni would go down to 27.5%. That's nearly a 50% drop. AC Transit goes from 12% to 15%. BART goes down from 22.8 to 19.1. Caltrain goes up from 2.4 to 10.5. VTA goes down from 8.8 to 8.2. I'm not begrudging any of these operators funding. I think that this happened for two reasons. First, last year it was based strictly on ridership. This year, as an initial matter, 15% was set aside for the small operators who carry about 5% of the ridership. I support that, and I'm hoping that this will help. It'll be great if those small operators go from 5% to 15% of the region's ridership. I think it'll be great for those counties and for the region. But the part of the change also happened from the way of that 85% for the large operators, from the way that was calculated. And it was done, I don't think intentionally, but I think the end result is that MTA is sort of singled out for a very dramatic decrease. And so what I would like to see over the next month is for staff to go back and look at a variety of different models, including one that increases the percentage for ridership, and also other models as well, so that we have options. And again, I'm not begrudging the small operators. They're 15%. I support that 15% set aside, but I would like us to consider options, because when you look at that kind of dramatic decrease for one operator, it sort of punishes the success of having high ridership, because when you have that level of high ridership, your projection for ridership growth is probably not going to be as significant for some carriers with lower ridership. And so that's my request, that we take another month on this and ask staff to go back and to take a look at some alternative models to be considered in addition to this model.
Okay, are there any other comments or questions of staff before we consider
staff react to that proposal?
Mr. Chair, you're not. I apologize, Commissioner. Look, we'd be happy to take another month. I don't think there's a time clock on this. I would note two things, though. The first is, I think we were quite clear, as were you, that the first year of money, which was allocated entirely based on ridership, was a provisional allocation. And this is intended to be an incentive program to encourage ridership growth. And if it were just based on current ridership, it would be more of a reward program for what you've done to date. The second is that this is a bit of a zero-sum exercise. In fact, it's more than just a bit. It is a zero-sum exercise. So to the extent that one operator gets more, other operators get less. But, you know, that's why you pay us salaries around here, is to try to strike those balances. And if we don't have this one quite right, we're happy to try again.
Okay. Commissioner Weiner.
Yeah, thank you for that. And just to be very clear, I fully understand and accept that the MTA is going to get less money under the whatever we adopt for TPI than it did under the first round. We understand this is not going to be the same 100% ridership. There are various changes that are going to happen. And I agree that future growth in ridership should be rewarded. But when you look at the numbers here, this isn't just a drop for MTA. It is a incredibly dramatic drop of almost 50%, which is very, very out of whack with what any other operator, including the other large operators, are experiencing. And that's why I think we just should take another month and look at some other options.
Steve, do you know what that percentage, what does that represent in dollars, that from that 45 to 27? Do you know?
$2.5 million.
Is it $2.5 million?
So I think it would be about 1.5 to 2 million. Okay, sorry.
I think we go down, MTA goes down from 6.7 to 4.1, if my memory serves.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, are there any other comments before we consider?
Can I just seek one clarification on the direction from Commissioner Weiner? Just would you like us to, you know, in continuing this, look at the whole thing, or do you want us to focus on the performance formula for the large operators?
The large operators only. I'm not challenging the 15% set aside for the small operators, because again, if we can get their percentage of ridership up from 5% to 15%, I think that would be incredible for the region.
Okay, and
Mr. Chair, if I might, if we're going to continue it, given the federal status of MCTD as a small operator, is there going to be any value of trying to recognize that in any revisited formula? And that's a question to Alex.
Commissioner Kinsey, I have spoken with the executive director of MCTD. Our proposal here was for the first year to go ahead and include them with Golden Gate as a large operator. However, the money would be split between Golden Gate and Marin County Transit District. The reason has to do with, in that first year that we hand out money, all of the data that we rely on through the National Transit Database is still all reported through Golden Gate. So to be most sort of fair across all the operators that we're using consistent data, we thought that that would probably be the best approach. However, in future years, I think we will, and since we have the annual evaluation process, need to reconsider that and move MCTD over to the smaller operator category and make adjustments.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman? Yes, if I may just add my two cents, I concur with Commissioner Weiner. And given that it's not time sensitive, I do think that we can benefit from having, you know, at least more options presented. And again, I think the focus should be on the allocation of that 85%. I think that setting aside that 15% for the small operators makes it a lot of sense, happy to work with staff between now and the time that it comes back. So I second that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question would be, if nobody has any problems with the small operators, would there be a problem approving that today and at least getting that going? Because the small operators do kind of operate on a shoestring, and they're, you know, this is pretty valuable money to them.
I think it's a question for the maker of the motion. I don't think we've got the whole thing before you for approval today, so if you want to act on part of it, it'd be fine.
I would have
us.
No problem separating the question, moving forward the 15%, and then deferring for 1 month the 85% for the large operators.
Thank you, Scott.
So why don't I change the motion to move the small operator portion forward to the full commission and to continue the large operator portion for 1 month to the next plans or programs and allocations committee.
Second.
So there's a motion before us. All in favor of the motion, you sign the voting aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Thank you, Colin.
Thank you. And we'll bring that back. Next item on our agenda is public comments. I have no speaker cards. Any member of the public wanting to address the commission? Seeing none, we are adjourned.